This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I like being in the building.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
You getting tired yet or what? You gonna slow down ever?
No, when you get to slow down in perpetuity.
Oh, fuck, man. I was just making conversation, and here we go, dude.
No, but, I mean, you know, the fact that one day we will all die and then you're just sleeping forever makes me kind of think, like, fuck it, let me just squeeze this at bat.
Doesn't it make you sometimes think, like, fuck it, I'm not going to do all this? Like, you know, a lot of this is a hassle and a headache.
You know what's funny? This is where all the Gary Vee content comes from. That's how I felt in school. That's how I would feel if you told me to make my bed.
Right, right. Fuck making your bed, right?
You know, the most inefficient thing of all time.
Ever.
Well, I go fucking back and forth with the big bed.
No, because you get brainwashed by Big Bed, who's like, make your bed and you'll be successful.
Well,
like,
it is undeniably more comfortable.
But you know how to fix that? Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Because if your bed's cold, even if it's
messy,
that's true.
It feels good. Yeah.
100%. So, no, but like, honestly, on some real shit, I love being an entrepreneur. I love being an operator. I love doing my thing.
Yeah.
And if I go into any second of, because I'm a human being, of like, this blows, I don't try to like rah-rah myself. It's okay to have a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have like a, like, especially when it's raining.
Fuck rain.
Like, I don't know how those Seattle dudes do it. Like,
yeah, that is some depressing shit year round.
Rain,
man,
is like some weird shit. Like,
wait, where's like home for you right now?
New York.
You stay here, right?
I always stay here. But like, rain gets me. Like, rain's like my kryptonite a little bit. Like, if it's really rainy and like I'm a little tired.
Fuck it, it's done.
Ooh, I'm like, over. I gotta really fight that first hour. Anyway, nonetheless.
I was also like that in college. The second it was like, and like, when I was in college, I was working out. I was like, well, not going to class, but I was working out. And the second there was rain, it was like, dude, we're not going to go.
It's
work
over.
Out today.
It's
this
over.
Is crazy.
Can't possibly go outside with this water.
I can't even drink today. Like, we're just, it just becomes TV watching day.
Could you ever do like LA, West Coast, somewhere where it's nice all the time? Like,
you know,
if you hate
funny?
The rain, go.
You know what's funny? At 46 now, I would be lying if I didn't say the last 5 years that I've gone to Miami and LA. When I would wake up, like if I have to give a keynote or if I'm having a meeting, if I flew in the night before, when I wake up and like kind of open the hotel, you know, and that sunshine hits my chest like a beam, I'd be lying if I didn't say, oh, this is how people get tricked.
I get it. Yeah.
To live here.
Right.
You know, like I definitely.
But also those places, I feel like, don't match you. Like,
no.
They don't match your constant
energy.
Listen,
I'm pretty funny. I'm high energy. I go hard on the field. But like when I'm off the field, like using a sports analogy, I love relaxing.
Yeah.
What I am is all in or all out.
Right.
Like
right.
My ideal vacation is 10 days on the beach.
Do nothing. Right.
Okay. Are you resort though on a beach? Obviously.
Yeah. I
can't do it. You got to feel the culture.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Fuck you. I got to feel the culture.
Bro, I don't want to go I don't want to go to the Caribbean to hang out with some dude from New Hampshire. Like, that's not fun. I want to fucking meet people who are from there.
You want to now meet people?
Yeah.
Fuck people.
No, not like, I don't want to necessarily have like a one-on-one conversation. Like, tell me your story, man.
But I
want to be around people. Like, I feel like I'm like, okay, I'm experiencing something
here.
I
actually do get that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do both. I like both. Don't get me crazy. I'm not trying to just like, stay in an Airbnb in like the middle of nowhere. But I like to like every time I'm at a resort, if I'm sitting at a resort bar, I'm like, I fucking hate all of you.
Yeah, because
like
we just all move.
It's all you're all me, and I hate you all.
In that scenario, do you hate yourself?
Come on, Gary. We've met.
Yeah. You should know by now.
What's to like?
Yeah, but you have all that self-esteem that is fake from Boston fandom that's inside of you. You know, shouldn't that at least comfort you?
Man.
That you know you've won so many championships.
How you feeling about the Jets?
You know this.
I did something I've never done this year.
Oh, I can't wait.
I for the first time in my life took a step back.
Oh, I didn't. I decided to go the other way.
You went all in.
I could feel all the homies taking a step back because I get it.
Yeah.
Because even my body was like, it's time to take a step back. And I said, no step back, monster.
Yeah.
I'm going to double down.
Yeah, you always
so
do.
So I'm like doubling. Like,
but I think you made the right move and maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid again, but I feel like there's actually something brewing, and now I'm almost mad at myself for taking a step back this year.
There's something brewing.
But I felt great this year,
though.
I was like, I was a different person.
100%.
Not having this, like, dread every
week. Do you know why I even understand why people get mad at each other over politics? Is sports.
Yes. Yeah. It's the same shit. It's only, just like rooting for a team.
I am so upset that the world has become so blue and red. Mm-hmm. And all I'm trying to do is be like, motherfuckers, it's purple. Every one of you are purple. Mm-hmm. Like, of course you believe in, like, and like, we need that because we're just going, right?
Yeah.
And then in sports, I'm like, well, now I understand. Yeah. I'm like, exactly. Yeah. And I'm really, but that's
What's scary about politics is that it's becoming, maybe it always has been, but we're just realizing it, but it's becoming more like sports, which is the most irrational thing that we do.
100%.
Scream and yell at each other about fucking sports. It's 100%. Weird that, yeah.
I mean, the level of hate I have for poor Mac Jones for no reason. Yeah. He's just a nice guy.
He's like a great dude. He's like a dying of fire, bro.
At least Brady was like fiery and like whatever. It was easier to like, this poor doof is just walking around smiling.
One of the nicest things that New England has ever done for the New York franchise is drafting Mac Jones. Because when those pictures of him as like a model came out, like that's perfect fodder. Yeah. But him on the runway doing like the things, like that's
Brady had that shit too.
Brady had that where he was at Carnival with Giselle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking and goofy.
Doing the thing, Brady going down
the Migos
slide.
Photo. Yeah. I think that I went all in, and as you know, this is the best, if you're smart, if you're like a good football fan, you understand things. This is the best a Jets fan could feel in a very long time. Right. You don't know the full answer at quarterback.
Right.
You'd be lying if you did.
Right.
Though his last five games were totally different than the beginning of the season. But what you do know already, if you're a real football fan, is Elijah Moore can play football.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Carter can play football. Mm-hmm. Elijah Vera Tucker can play football.
Right.
Even like the Brandon Michael Carter, the two from Duke can play foot. Like, and what really resonates for me is the Joe Saleh combo and drafting. Like I can't even tell
Joe,
you.
Joe had a big draft. And Joe, I feel like he needed it because the tide was about to turn. And that draft is
it's been huge for him. And they have top five money. They have four picks in the top 38.
And we've had that before, but I never trusted the people in place to spend that money.
I think Mike Maccagnan is the worst GM in NFL history.
I don't know. Idzik was pretty bad too.
Brother, this is where Jet fans get confused by branding. The Idzik thing feels bigger.
Yeah, but Maccagnan was way worse. Yeah.
Idzik walked into Mike T's, and I love Mike T,
yeah,
but he walked into a mess.
Yeah.
He had to clean it up.
Right.
He blew his draft pick, those 12 picks. He blew it, which fucked us. Mike had 5 years.
Right.
Mike passed on Patrick Mahomes when we needed a quarterback and took Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
Like nobody talked. We didn't have a quarterback.
That was tough.
We had Josh McCown.
That was a tough one.
Like I don't understand what people.
Wait, Josh McCown was the quarterback of the Jets.
He was the income. He was.
Patrick Mahomes on the board.
It was actually Ryan. It was Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitz.
Couple young up and covers named Fitzpatrick and McCown.
It's just insane what the Jets did under Mike. He completely decimated the franchise.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Darnold's one of my favorite human beings, but if he doesn't go and turn around quick here, the Jets traded multiple low round picks to get Sam, right? Like he decimated the franchise. He gave a ton of money to.
So I feel like you stay pretty positive, even though like, I know you know that stuff, right?
Like, I stay realistic. Yeah. Listen, I might be positive publicly. If you were hanging out in my apartment when the Jets play, I'm a fucking disaster.
That's a good question for you. At what point, I think I know the answer already, but like you're a businessman, entrepreneur and all that, but now you're also just kind of like a influencer star. You know what I mean? It's almost like
more people know who I am.
Right, but you know, I'm saying like when Jim Cramer became like Jim Cramer, the TV guy, and no longer the financial analyst. Like, where are you? Just like I'm trying to put out content versus I'm trying to like, make money.
That's a really interesting question. I don't even think in those terms.
Right.
I am just navigating.
It all kind of like works.
I kind of have this big framework of like my ambitions and my selfless agenda, meaning I want to buy the New York Jets. I'm a businessman. I'm trying to do shit. Like I'm deep web 3 because I think it's the future. Like I'm putting in the time because that's an opportunity. I run a humongous company with 1800 employees. Like I'm trying to build an empire. I have a personality trait that is unusual for an empire building assassin. Which is I'm not tearing down everybody around me. Mm-hmm. I'm not a sharp elbows. I'm a nice guys actually finish first dude.
Right.
And at some point I realized enough people were watching me that I'm like, fuck it. Let me like really teach people that this is possible, mm-hmm. that you can be very successful and happy and you don't have to be a dick face. Right. And so what ended up happening was a lot of things happened. Trash talk, my garage sale videos. Mm-hmm. What is that? That is hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people emailing me over a period of time saying, Gary, you keep talking about investing in startups, but I don't have $25,000. In fact, I'm $6,000 in debt and I have $93 in my bank account. What do I do? And you know, you're getting this constantly. And at some point you're sitting on a plane and saying, fuck, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'm going to show them what I did when I had $93. I garage sailed and sold stuff on eBay.
Right.
And it
kind of
really,
putting your money where your mouth is.
Like, yeah. And so like, yeah. so the whole, like everything I do publicly has been really counterpunching a lot of the energy that I've been feeling.
It is. I mean, that is I feel like one of your biggest criticisms is almost like, you're not gonna make it, dude. Like, why are you telling these people they're gonna? It's like, well, I'll show you how to actually get there.
Yeah,
like a tangible way. Yeah, just be like, follow your dreams. Like, go to a fucking garage sale to make some.
Yeah, money. like people that, to your point, people that on social media are like, okay, like razz me, and they're like, okay, I'm like, cool, but like, you've decided to look at that video. Did you watch the videos that I put out for an entire 18 months detailing that TikTok was the next big arbitrage, and if you do this, and if you do that. Like, I'm very happy that you've selected to clip a couple things to fit your agenda.
Right.
I mean, everybody, nobody actually watches anybody's full episode or catalog or
by the
reads
way,
the full
by the way,
whatever.
It's why I'm also empathetic to people that think I suck or fuck you, Gary. I'm
you
like,
know that's what they say, right?
Because I'm like, I get it.
We always say, like, when people are like, you know, like, do your research. It's like, no, people don't do their research. Yeah. They look at a headline, they look at the video, and they make the decision.
I completely understand why people hate Barstool.
Yeah, I get it. The stuff you've seen
makes sense.
I would hate too. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm very empathetic to that. I don't take it personally. It's easier if it was like when it's the company. When you're the human, as you guys know, sometimes it's Barstool, sometimes it's you.
When it's you,
for me, the big key is not listening in either direction. Meaning, when I talk about like putting your fingers in your ears and like that, go into your own cocoon and do it for yourself, it really, really works against hate. But I'm not saying it for hate. I'm not saying for the haters. I'm actually saying it for the people that tell you you're the GOAT.
Good, yeah.
Because
you got a lot of that too.
I get way more of that.
Yeah. And I heard you described as Joe Rogan for nerds. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome. I mean, like, I think that I get way more love. Yeah. I know because I have the data. But I don't hear that either.
Yeah. Well, that can almost be more dangerous, I feel like, sometimes.
Well, this is my point. When you get high in your own supply, you're finished.
But there's got to be that in between. That actually, one of my biggest regrets in my career is one of my biggest regrets is, especially because we do comedy, is I'm way more self-deprecating than I am. I'm never one to be like, we did it or whatever, you know? And I kind of wish I was a little bit more over the last like 15 years, because I think people started to reciprocate that vibe.
And I'm right.
Like, wait a minute, I can say it, not you. Fuck off, you know?
100%. Here's some good news. How old are you?
36. Almost 37.
It's perfect. When I was 34 years old, I worked in a liquor store.
Yeah.
Like,
it's weird.
I keep trying to remind people, like, all, you know, people loved, like, listen, one of the fun thing, like, my favorite thing right now is these five or six comedians that fully impersonate me. Shit is so funny. Yeah. And they,
you're
like,
very, you got a lot
yes,
of,
I got a lot of spiel.
Things to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one guy, when he added I bite my nails. When he added that, I was like, these fuckers are so good.
It's like saying a child who they know exactly how to
get
you. And for me, it's like truly like this is where I'm lucky. Like I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Like when they're like making fun, I'm flattered. But what, you know, one of their favorite shticks, like the cliche go to if you're gonna impersonate me is 80-year-old person comes up to me and I'm like, how old are you? 80. You got fucking time. And it's funny. And it's funny. I get it. It makes me laugh. You know what's banana shit though? I believe it so much you couldn't imagine.
Yeah, no,
you really understood when you said 36 to me, what my brain did, it's so uncomfortably early.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, we're gonna die tomorrow.
I'm halfway done. I'm cashing out at 70,
you might die because you're a degenerate. but most people don't. Most people don't.
It is. We were talking about this recently. I was talking about this with someone. We were talking about smells and how it's so weird that like you'll never experience what it's like for me. Like just like you won't even know what that smells like to me. Like how it was me and my mom, because my mom's got like a really like sensitive nose. And I'm like, you walk in, like, I don't smell anything when I walk in a room. And she's like, you don't know how horrible it is when I walk in a room.
Yeah.
And like, you don't know what's like in my head when I hear that I'm 33. I'm like, that's over, dude. Like, I don't know. I guess I'll ride this out until I die. And that's it, dude. Like, I got nothing else.
Bro, honestly, on some real shit, we're obviously having fun with this. If people understood how much that thing is the thing, like how that fucks up people. Like people generally
feeling it's too late,
depressed in their 30s and 40s, yeah. Which is insane. Yeah. And they're not going to listen to their 60-year-old parent.
Right.
Like you don't listen to your parent ever. And so for me, it's like, you know, it's just something I believe in. I wish people understood it. It goes down to accountability. It goes into like realizing you can shift on a dime. Mm. It's like, it's very real. Mm. I try to use like The Rock and like Marky Mark and like the Fresh Prince. I try to use like these people that have fully converted. Like all three people I just mentioned, we in America were like, oh, that's Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Like he's got abs and underwear and he's cool. Like he's a rapper. Like, but then he's a Mark Wahlberg, like the real powerhouse. Actor, like, you know, Dwayne the Rock. Like sure. I wish people just knew like shit evolves if you want.
Second act, third act, 10th act.
You really can. Yeah. You really can. Right. Like if you really, and when you said that, like I felt it, to be frank. Mm. Like I'm empathetic to like, hey, I can say it, but don't you say it, especially because I've worked my face off for 15 years. And like, it's really fun, Ricky in Ohio, 19 years old, you saying that.
Well,
but like,
we do a lot of like, you know, we're lucky to be here and just fuck around on the mics. This isn't a hard job, blah, blah, blah. But like, it is, you know what I mean? Like we put a lot into it, but then people are just going off our lead of us being like.
Which is why you could do a little bit of what, like, if you want, and this will help people. If you want, you can use a different social platform to educate a little bit. For example, one of the most remarkable things you two could do is actually put out occasional content of like what you've learned of how to be better at doing this. Like there's a lot of kids 15 that want to be you with all their heart. And like one video of like, hey, I sucked at this and I got better at this and this is why, that just might help somebody.
Right.
You don't want to help anybody.
I don't think I ever got better.
This would be like your greatest challenge. If you did almost, I have no problem helping someone. If you did like entrepreneur therapy sessions, like six sessions with him and try to turn around the Titanic.
I'll tell you why. When you're a Boston fan, no, this is real. This is real. People don't understand. This is why I'm so worried about it. If you're a 33-year-old Boston fan,
never experienced anything.
No, no, it's worse. You think you did something.
Yeah, but you're a wee guy.
See, I think there certainly is a person.
But I'm like, we suck. Yeah.
that's the difference.
It's better than that. You know, like
that's like what do you mean when you like I get that as a knock, but like as like a genuine criticism, like I don't think anyone.
No.
There's a handful. Full of people who think definitely, and that their psyche will be shaken.
It's a hair subconscious. You're getting the winner endorphin hit from your family.
I mean, Portnoy for sure thinks he's superior to other people because he's a Boston.
I mean, no, he's always thought that. That's just Dave.
Yeah, he's just superior to everybody.
Dave as a person.
What do you think of Portnoy?
I love him.
Yeah,
yeah. I think he's very underrated.
Underrated, overrated, Portnoy.
Yeah, I think he's underrated. I think much. By the way. All of us, me, you two, him, it's all the same game. Like people decide something without really peeling back the onion.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Like building something, like Portnoy built a media company in the most contemporary way. That will always resonate with somebody like me. That is my overall thesis of business.
What would be your number one critique of Barstool, or Dave, I guess, but us as a whole?
You know what's funny, and like I'm not trying to be overly nice. It's just not something I pay attention. Like I don't have a great answer. Like I don't know. Like if I could see your P&L,
well sure,
I could be like you overspend on X or you.
Oh yeah, you probably see a lot of that.
You know, like
bagels.
You know, but like for all the public, look, in a political climate that we're in now, anything like this is gonna feel too male.
Yeah.
To the macro world. But for sure. I think is unfair because I think there's plenty of things that are too female and people talk about that. And I think that's unfair. Like to me, the criticism would come from missed opportunity, not from what you've actually executed.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like the things that I've done wrong predominantly have been where I missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
Not because when you have a level of that success, like was the sale that you guys did, was that the right exit strategy? Was there categories you missed? Were you too slow to TikTok? I'll give you one. Ready? If you're like, no, Gary, let's go deeper on this. Don't give us a bullshit answer. We're gonna give you the P&L. Do you know the first place I would go? I would look at your merchandise business. Mm. Here's why. I think you guys and gals do merch so much better than every other media company.
We do, yeah.
So it doesn't seem like the obvious place I would go. But my point of view is you might not be maximizing it to the highest degree. Mm. That if
good
that
Lord, if there's more, there's more merch to come.
Well,
shit.
I can tell you that they're definitely, you can definitely do more, like just back to like not fully looking, but like you guys aren't doing all the best practices on getting more, like your influencer merch like strategy should be way stronger. Mm. Like you should have every single piece of merch you do, 4,000 TikTok long tail influencers should be rocking them.
Mm-hmm. Just spread it out to everybody.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
So like that's where my
things, that's what
I get nerded about. Right. Not like he shouldn't have said that.
Right.
Or like that. Like that's actual just dumb shit. Yeah.
What about my favorite Gary Vee moment ever? The shoot your family in the face.
Dude, honestly, like back to like the way media
said
works
so earnestly.
Because I believe in it. You know, unfortunately, this is where TikTok can really fuck you.
Yeah. Spent 18 months blisting out how to fucking screw myself.
I'm like, you know, Dustin's here. I'm like, Dust, you know, we might have to rethink our TikTok strategy because the way you can, you know, me stitched out of context is dangerous.
Dude, it's gold, but then you should stitch their stitches and go right back at it. It's amazing.
100%.
Shoot them.
Look, I think that it's very easy to take things out of context. I believe that the world is not grateful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that the world needs a lot more gratitude. And I think for me, when I think about things, when I'm upset about dumb shit, if I think about somebody had something horrible happen today, on a much more somber note, we had a very, very, very tragic event happen at Vayner last week. We lost an employee to a horrific situation. That's all I am willing to share. It sucks. Look, even just saying it takes the air out of this room. Mm-hmm. It's real life. Like real shit happens.
Right.
Like somebody just now lost a child at birth. Like life happens. Right. And like when you do what I just did, it sucks the room out of a fun moment, not fun. But if you're having a really bad day around dumb shit, like, I didn't go viral on social media this month, or my coffee's cold, or the subway sucks, or my bus is late, or dumb shit that everybody complains about. If you go to that extreme place of like, but this could have happened, mm-hmm. I actually do think it helps people with perspective.
Sure.
People aren't good at the easy way. Like, I'm giving them the extreme, like, think about like something tragic. Right. And I understand that people are like, what the fuck is the matter with you? But I'll tell you what's the matter with me. When I tell you to be grateful for what you have, everyone's like, on to the next thing. Like, people don't do well. People take everything for granted. Everything. 850 million people on Earth don't have access to clean water. We have fucking seven fucking bottles of body armor shit. Shout out body armor. We have 700 fucking bottles of body armor in here. Like on the shelf, half drank.
Yep.
Fucking. Yep. 850 million people on Earth don't have access to clean water. The fuck are you complaining about? I believe in that shit. And that's what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. That's what doesn't allow me to burn out. It's real for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I'll let people meme me, mock me, make fun of me in perpetuity. I'm going to pump this shit until my last breath. I have two agendas. Get people to figure out how fucking lucky we are. And win a fucking Super Bowl. I'm really excited about the Jets, brother.
But
I can get really unexcited fast. Let me explain how. Everything is this offseason.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Everybody's got to take a step forward. Everybody's like money has to fall into place. The draft.
Becton has to come back.
Everything.
And be him.
That's what's crazy though. Everything has to click.
Like, but that's all football. Like
I'm not saying the Jets. Like that's football in general. It's just like one thing goes wrong, and it's like you're not.
If the Rams
anymore.
Don't pick
especially
up,
with the way
if the Browns
right now,
don't cut OBJ, I don't think the Rams win a Super Bowl.
Right. It's like everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything
like,
down.
We're talking
to
real football now, right? Like the Browns
that
cut
those
OBJ.
First couple plays in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. Just like
that alone.
What about the impact once Woods got hurt on the season? Mm-hmm. Who knows where the Rams finish the season? Look what happened to the Cardinals. Cardinals were better than the Rams, in my opinion, 3/4 of the way, halfway through the season. What happens to them? Hopkins gets hurt late. Mm-hmm. Season's
done,
over.
Done.
What happens to the Rams? Woods gets hurt. That would have been a real problem. The way Cup would have been covered after that if they didn't have an alternative. But OBJ slides in. He's his best self. and mm-hmm. fucking here we are.
Yeah. And it's, then it's you look at like the, yeah, the butterfly effect is crazy. Cause then you talk Stafford, like then Stafford's probably a bad move because you lost picks until what, 2027
correct, they have another correct, pick or something correct. Like that. I mean, oh. think about the Bengals. If you're a Bengals fan right now, you're fucking chilling in the cut. You're like Jamar Chase, yeah, we got fucking Higgins, Burrow. You're set. By the way, Dan Marino made the Super Bowl in his first, or excuse me, second, I think, or first year. Yeah,
never again.
I'm older than you. I'm like, this
he's
is
going to win five.
This yeah. fucker's going to win seven. This sucks. He's yeah. in our division.
Never again.
Maybe never again.
Right.
I look at the Chiefs. Look at the Bills. Right. Look at the Chiefs.
Dude, the AFC right now, someone's going to be getting shut out in the next few years.
Well, this is the biggest problem we have.
I know. You got to go through a here fucking are the
following,
gauntlet.
Here yeah. are the following quarterbacks that are under 27 years old in the AFC. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's like the worst.
Right. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow.
It's bad.
Patrick Mahomes. It's bad. I mean, this is...
chilling in the AFC right now. All right,
but by the way, like, there's a hair of optimism on Mac from yeah. Patriot fans. I mean, I still think
particularly in the locker room. That's what I've said is that the most important thing for me is the guys in the locker room are like, he's the guy. Yeah. So if they believe in it, then, you know, my ability to evaluate a quarterback is very low.
But the Patriots were a sneaky 10-8. When it's all said and done, they were 10-8. And go through on the next show, can you go through with him the 10 wins? Because there's only two even decent ones. The other eight are straight garbage. And so, like, let's not get too excited about
it. Yeah, there was a seven-win streak that was, like,
legit.
Mostly destroyed teams.
That's right.
Like, they were
by the way,
injured.
The Chargers win.
it sold us, though.
The Chargers win was very impressive. The Titans win was impressive. Those are impressive wins.
Yeah.
But the Chargers didn't make the playoffs. And the Titans and lost
the Titans
immediately.
Were very hurt.
So, yeah.
Like, they were very correct. Hurt.
So, real quick.
Destroyed the Browns. That was a big win.
Right. Who also didn't make the playoffs. But it looked all
it was like, we just kicked the Browns' ass. Hell yeah.
It looked good at the time.
We were down bad.
But you also annihilated the Jets the second time. You annihilated Jacksonville. Like, annihilated. Like, 50 spots. We need to talk about this before I leave.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick. I think the three of us have to get together in 4 years. Like, please... straight men, people that know how to do shit, get us locked in. I want to talk about this. What happens if the Patriots win zero playoff games the next 4 years? I'm just curious because I succumbed after the Matt Cassel year.
Yeah.
The 11-5. I'm like, this is the best coach.
Yeah.
Belichick's best coach. This sucks. Right. And then they won a ton after that. Best coach. For Tom Brady to go to Tampa and win a Super Bowl, also then make a playoff run with a win. Then they obviously lost to the people that won the Super Bowl.
While injured, too.
And for Belichick to have many seasons without Brady now, five, where he's only won one playoff game. If the Patriots go the next four seasons and win no playoff games, I believe that the narrative on Belichick's career could get very weird.
I think it could. I agree with that. And I would always retire
if I was him.
Because
be done with this and not he's such deal
a,
with that
but
shit.
But he knows he's a great coach because he is. Defensive yeah. coordinator. Like, he is. But
the
just,
legacy and the
but look,
it, narrative.
Let's call a spade
sure,
a spade.
Sure.
If they don't win a playoff game in the next 4 years, it's going to get loud
because
people
weird.
Like us. I'm going to convert my entire media empire
to one subject.
I think it'll happen in New England too because the media is so a little, you know, not doesn't love Bill. And then there are fans who are diehard Brady guys.
Oh, yeah.
And so like I've always been more, it's Brady more than Belichick. Whereas Dave's always, it was more Belichick than Brady. And now that it was always fun because who cared? It didn't matter because we're both on the same team. Who gives a shit who it is? Now that it's separate, now that there are diverting beliefs in it, then I think it will get pretty loud whether he was actually a good quarterback or whether he just
God
got really lucky.
Let's hope
good coach.
We're doing this. Let's hope we're doing that Please conversation God. In 4 years.
All those young quarterbacks that are going to keep us out of the playoffs
yeah.
might still make me happy yeah, if they exactly. can pull off what I just
want. I got to get out.